Hi there. Let's talk about what do people see on Facebook? People who are not your friends yet, what do they see when they're checking you out in Facebook groups or in the comments of the people that you're connected with? Do you know what they see? Well, that's what we'll be talking about today. I call it your Facebook listing, and that's just a term that I made up because I don't know what they call it. And so today, if you join Facebook groups, for example, and you interact with members of the group because you want to attract your ideal clients, your ideal buyers, then do stick around because we'll be looking at your Facebook listing, why you need to optimize it, and how to optimize it. Now, this is considered part two of marketing with Facebook lists and groups, the presentation that I did last week, because I realized when I was publishing the blog post on that topic that I had forgotten to share this very important step with you. And if you don't do this, it's like you're inviting people to come to your home, for coffee or a party or dinner. But you left, your garbage bags lined up in the driveway, you have mounds of laundry in your living room, and there's dust bunnies flying all over your house. In other words, you're inviting people to your house, but you didn't get your house ready. And because of that, people are getting turned off, and you're not giving a good impression, even an accurate impression, of who you really are. So this step is all about optimizing your Facebook listing so that when people, see you in groups or in other people's comments, then they'll be attracted, they'll be interested in you, first of all. And these are your ideal customers I'm talking about, okay? Not just any random person on Facebook. So our goal is for these people to be attracted to you and to get interested enough so that they'll friend you or they'll follow you and even like your Facebook business page. All right. So before I move on to the actual content, let's do a little bit of housekeeping. First of all, turn on your audio. Click on this audio icon in the bottom corner of the screen so that you can hear me. Okay, because if you can't hear me, then it's going to be hard for you to understand what I'm talking about. Get pen and paper because I'm going to walk you through some specific steps that you might not remember right away. These are very easy steps, don't worry, but you might forget. So take notes and share this video with your friends and family, people who are connected to you on Facebook so that they can benefit as well. And finally, whether you're watching me live or you're watching the recording, do type your questions in the comments. If you're watching me live, then I will answer your comments at the end of this video. And if you're watching the recording, then I do go back and respond to people's comments underneath the video recording. Okay, so you ready to get started? Before I share my screen with you, just in case this is your first time seeing me, let me introduce myself very quickly. My name is Lexi Rodrigo, and I'm a copywriter and digital content manager. And as you can see, I love books. I am a lifelong learner, and I love to share what I discover with everyone. So that's why I started doing this weekly live show. All right. So are you ready to get started? By the way, I can't see who's watching. So whoever is watching live, say hi in the comments so I know you're there. All right. Let's get started. I'm going to share my screen with you and show you my Facebook group. All right. Excuse me. So when you're in a group and you start interacting with people, And let's say you posted something, then you're going to show up like this, right? Like what I'm seeing here. This is my post in the group. And when people hover over your name, this little box pops up. And it's got a miniature of your cover image, your Facebook profile photo, and some key information about you. If the person looking at this is a friend of yours, then the top part here will show your mutual friends. I'm sorry, if the person is not a friend of yours, that will show your mutual friends. And then it will show your job or your employment. See? And this is this pop-up box is what I'm referring to when I say your Facebook listing. Okay, so what we want to do is to make sure that you optimize this pop-up box so that when someone who's not yet connected with you checks you out, that means they're hovering over your name, either in a group or on someone's comments, then they will see the information that you want them to see. Am I making myself clear? Does that make sense? Okay. So, for example, before I optimized my Facebook listing, what was showing up here was that I am a content manager at Miracy. Now, that's fine, except that that's not the best information that I want to show people as I'm promoting my business on Facebook. Now, I'm not selling any information products or courses yet, or even physical products. And so that's not what I'm emphasizing. Right now, what I want to emphasize is the fact that I have this weekly show called Marketing Insights Live, and that I'm a host for it. And hopefully, a person who does marketing on Facebook or anywhere online, they're a business owner or a marketing person, then they'll be interested because it says marketing insights, and that I'm a host. So there's some kind of a credibility there, right? Now, so what you put here, the job that you want to display in your listing, really depends on what you're promoting. Let's say you're a book author and you want to promote your book. Then what you want to show up here is that you're author and then the title of your book. If you sell an information product, then you can probably say creator of XYZ course, right? Or, you know, and you can be really creative with this. Now, here's the fun thing with Facebook or even LinkedIn or I guess any place online, right? The fun thing is that you can pretty much give yourself whatever title, job title you have, especially if you're self-employed and you own your own business. You can call yourself a CEO. You know, you can call yourself, you can be creative, right? But you need to balance this, okay? I'm telling you to be creative, but don't be so creative that people will find it pretentious. You know what I mean? Or too overbearing. So give yourself a title that you think will be attractive and compelling to your target audience, your ideal clients and customers. Okay, so, oh, I forgot. I clicked out and so I stopped showing my Facebook listing. So do you know what shows up in your Facebook listing if somebody hovers over your name? Okay, do you know? Okay, so I've told you what I'm referring to when I say Facebook listing. This is it. This is the information that pops up. And so, by the way, this also shows your cover image. And your cover image, again, it's completely up to you what image you want to share. It can be personal, like what I have here is pictures of my family. And so this is because I do use Facebook not just to promote my business, but also to keep in touch with my family and friends. So I choose to have my cover image be completely personal, but you can also make your cover image be about your business. There are no hard and fast rules here, so do whatever you want, okay? Now, how do you change this? For example, as I mentioned, when I discovered this, I found out that it was showing that I was content manager and blog editor at Miracy, which is not what I wanted to emphasize to people who are discovering me on Facebook. So how did I edit this? So let me show you now. To edit the information that shows up, go to your profile. So I clicked on Alexis and then scroll down. Hi, Raymond, by the way. I am going to have to... Okay. Oh, scroll down and you will see here is your information. So if you want to change what is showing up here and on your listing, then click on this pencil icon and it says edit. All right. So customize your intro. I wonder if I can move this a little bit. So as you can see here, I've got several positions or jobs listed here, but I only checked on these two items. You can check on as many as you want, and that will show up on your profile page, right? Now, the thing that shows up, but it's not going to show up on your listing. The thing that shows up on your listing is your most recent position, meaning that you started in that position most recently. And so you click on that, and you may have to do a little bit of, you know, fudging the numbers to get your most important position to show up. For example, if you started your own business, let's say 10 years ago, and then right now you started like a different kind of employment or job, but you don't want to emphasize your job, then you might have to change the start date for your home business if that's what you want to emphasize. And that's what I did here. See what I started when I said 2017 to present. Actually, I've been a digital content manager. This is my page since 2008. But I had to change my starting date to 2017 so that this job will show up in my Facebook listing instead of my Miracy job, which I started in 2015. So I hope that's clear. Again, if you have any questions, then please post them in the comments, okay? So, and if you want to add something completely new, just click on Add a Workplace. And as I said, it can be, the company can be a real company, it can be your own company, it can be something made up. Like I said, I put, instead of company, I put, you know, the name, the title of my show, Marketing Insights Live. And then again, position your job title. You can give yourself any job title that you want. Just think of what is a job title that's going to be attractive and compelling to your ideal customers, okay? And that adds, gives you credibility. If CEO is what gives you credibility, then use that. Maybe if I wanted to emphasize my copywriting business, then I can just put freelance copywriter or copywriter for hire or copywriter to CEOs and other executives. So again, be creative, but make sure that you're not going into the arena of being obnoxious or pretentious about your job title. Okay. And you know, don't tell lies, be accurate and compelling at the same time. All right. So again, you can put a description here that's not really going to show up in your listing. And then time period, currently work here, and then pick a time period that is the most recent so that it will show up on top of your listing. Okay, so what else? So let's say I'm done. I'm just going to click on cancel. And then let me see. I don't remember if there's a save button. There is actually no saved button here. So as soon as, let's see. So click on Save Changes. The Save button is down here. Save Changes. And make sure that it's public so that people who are not yet your friends can still see this information. Okay? And in fact, this information is for them. All right. So let me show you. Let's see how quickly the changes are reflected. Now, let's say I put 2008 here. So if we go back to my group, did I save that? I can't even remember. Let's go back to my group here and let's see if my listing has changed. Okay. Come on. All right. So see, my listing has changed immediately. It's no longer showing me as the host of Marketing Insights Live. It's now showing me as Digital Content Manager at Miracy. Okay, so that's how quickly your changes will appear on Facebook. So right after we finish this presentation, you can go ahead, edit your information, and have an optimized Facebook listing right away. And edit this. And it's as really, it could be as simple as changing the date when you started in that position. Okay. And I'm just going back to my group to see what other people see when they check me out. So, yep, now it's back to being host Marketing Insights Live. Any questions, guys? Again, if you have questions, please post them in the comments. Whether you're watching this live or a recording, post your comments, questions in the comments because I will respond to them. And hello to Raymond who is watching right now. Hey, Raymond, let me know. Is this new to you or is this something that everybody else but myself just discovered recently? Is this new for you as well? I only just discovered this a few days ago. And so I quickly decided to share it. Let me see if I can see comments. Hi, Raymond. Did I explain that whole process clearly or? Or was that like clear as mud? Okay, Raymond says he hadn't given it thought and this will be very helpful. Yes, so right after you get off of watching this video, create your, like, edit your thing and let me know. And I'll check out your listing and I'll send you a screenshot of what I see. How about that? So we can double check. All right. Awesome stuff. So let's recap. What did I show you in this video? I explained what I meant by Facebook listing, and I told you why it's important to optimize your Facebook listing if you want people who are not yet your Facebook friends to be interested in you and get attracted enough to you so that they'll friend you or they'll follow you or they'll like your Facebook page. Okay, and we're talking about people who are your ideal clients and buyers, but who are not yet connected with you on Facebook. And finally, I showed you step by step how to optimize your Facebook listing, and I showed you that it was super easy, right? That was really easy, right? Give me a thumbs up or a heart if that was easy. And fast, too. And really, the hardest part is, I think, just figuring out what really you want to emphasize in your Facebook listing. What job title or position you're going to go with, and what company or business name you want to show people. I think that's the hardest part. But as soon as you decide on that, it's really easy to set it up. Okay. So, if you found this helpful and you want to find out more social media marketing tips from me, then type cheat sheet in the comments and LexiBot, my chatbot, will get in touch with you and let you know super easily how to get your cheat sheet for free right from within Facebook Messenger. Okay, so again, just type cheat sheet to get your free social media marketing cheat sheet from within Facebook Messenger. Okay, and that's all that I have for you folks. Thank you very much for joining me. I hope this has been helpful. If it has, if you've learned anything, share with me. Let me know what you learned in the comments below, because I really want to know if you're getting value from this weekly live video training that I provide. Okay, and if there are any topics that you want me to cover in future presentations, let me know in the comments as well. And with that, I say goodbye. Enjoy the rest of your days, and I'll see you again next week. Okay, same time, same channel, Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, on my page, Lexi Rodrigo, Digital Content Manager.